Okay, so we're picking up with the Ramban's concluding arguments against the Rambam. The Rambam had said 2 points that the Ramban is countering. One, that things that are derived from the 13 laws of derivation from the Yud Gimel Midos Shator Nidreshes Ben are rabbinic. The Ramban is countering that. Number two, anything that's derived from Nevim, from prophets, is rabbinic, and the Ramban is countering that. The second point is what we're focusing on, because the Navi Yirmiyahu in Jeremiah, it says, the Navi tells them, write up documents, you're going to be exiled from the land, but you are coming back to the land of Israel, write the documents, sign them, and get good signatures so you could reclaim your lands. From that, the Gemara learns that you can validate a document with signatures, even if the witnesses are not present now. That's called kiyum shtoros. The Ramban said that has biblical weight, even though it is derived from sukkim in Navi, in the Navi Yirmiyahu, in Jeremiah. So that's the Ramban's latest proof against the Rambam, that things that stem from the prophets do have biblical weight. And this idea has already been explained among the greatest commentaries with clear proofs. This isn't the place to elaborate. Bottom line, says the Ramban, the fact that we validate a document based upon the verification of the signatures is a biblical concept. Nilmad, it is derived from the verse in Yirmiyahu, from the Pasuk in Prophets, V'chatov b'sefer v'chatom, where the Navi tells them, write it and get it signed. And from there we see a biblical concept. Shedivrei nevu'ah divrei torahim b'kayotze b'dvarim halalu. In instances like this, the words of the prophets carry biblical weight. Bottom line, that's the Ramban's claim. Next point, v'chein, kinyan chalipin. The concept of a kinyan chalipin. Kinyan chalipin works as follows. We have certain actions that are value-oriented. You pay a certain amount of money for a car, so you understand the value of the money is what you're giving for the car. Then we have actions which are the cutting of a deal, meaning it's not about value. When you have a handshake to close a deal, it's not about the value of the handshake. It's about the agreement that with the handshake you close the deal. In the jewelry industry, you drink a cup of L'chaim, you drink a cup of schnapps, and you close the deal. So certain things are actions that they cut the deal. That action signifies we have hereby cut the deal. So one of those actions is called chalipin, exchange, which basically means I'm going to give you something, and in exchange, you're giving me something else. Now, it could be I'm going to give you something that has very little value. I'll give you my handkerchief. And in exchange, you're going to give me the World Trade Center. You're going to give me something of massive value. We do this, all of you are going to do it or have done it already at your wedding. The rabbi gives you a handkerchief, and when you take the handkerchief, you are obligating yourself to everything it says in the Ksuba. You're obligating yourself to working down to the shirt off your back, to funding your wife, whatever she needs. You're obligating yourself to everything in a marriage by taking that handkerchief. It's not value-oriented. The idea here is that by doing this action, you are cutting the deal. That kinyan is called chalipin. Now, that kinyan is not written anywhere in the Torah. It is derived, and it clearly states that it is derived from the work of Ksuvim in the Megillas Rus. At the conclusion of Megillas Rus, Boaz cuts a deal by giving his glove. It says, Shalaf ish na'alov natan l'reyeyu. Boaz takes off his glove and gives it to his friend. So that's how he cuts the deal. Now, even though it's derived from the works of the prophets, it's derived from Megillas Rus, from the verses in Ruth. Nonetheless, Dvar Torahu, that's a biblical kinyan. Because the pasuk clearly delineates v'zota te'uda b'Yisrael. Here, the pasuk says this is where we're clearly delineating this halacha in Israel, that you can make a kinyan, you can cut a deal by doing this action. V'lo shamati cholek bo, the Ramban says, I haven't heard anyone disagree, lomar sheye kinyano midivrehem bilvad. I haven't heard anyone say that if you do a chalipin, then the ownership is only rabbinic. Everyone seems to agree that this has biblical validity. V'zeh ma sheya b'dati lichtov al ha'ikar hazeh b'techlit ha'kitzur. The Ramban says, I've kept it very short. Well, everything I've had to say, it only took us about a year. to learn the Ramban. But he says, I've kept it very short. I have so much to say, but this is it in a nutshell. V'yadati ki od shmuot rabot b'gemara sotot inyaneo. And I know there are many other sources throughout the Talmud that contradict the Rambam. Ki ha-sefer hazeh l'Rav Zal inyano mamtakim v'kulo machmadim milvad ha-ikar hazeh. The Ramban says, this work that the Rambam wrote, his introduction to the Sefer HaMitzvos and his whole Sefer HaMitzvos is a beautiful, sweet work, except for this. This is the one point which he's totally off on, this idea. And the truth is that this idea is really two shitos among Rashi's Rebbeim, and this idea has basis long before the Rambam, but this idea needs further elucidation. The Rambam himself was attacked in his lifetime over this concept, and the Rambam wrote a letter defending himself, and then his son wrote a letter defending him, and at the end of the day, we didn't have time to go into it, but part of the Ramban's claims would have fallen by the wayside if the Ramban had a different translation of the Rambam. Remember that the Rambam wrote it in Arabic. The Ramban seems to have had Al-Kharizi's translation. Al-Kharizi was a poet, and he wasn't a Lamdin. And certain things among the Ramban's claims against the Rambam really said them slightly differently. We didn't have time to go into it when we learned it. But at the end of the day, the bulk of what he's saying is correct, even according to Ibn Tibbon's translation, which is what we're learning. So he says, this is a beautiful work, except for this point. Shehu oker harim gdolim b'talmud, because this point really uproots great mountains, very important concepts in Talmud. Umepil chomot b'tzurot b'gemara, and he's knocking down fortified walls throughout the Talmud. V'ha'inyan lelomdei ha'gemara rav emar, anyone who learns Talmud knows this is a very bad and bitter idea. Yishtaka davar v'lo ya'amer, this second principle of the Rambam should be buried and shouldn't be said over. This is just not right. All of Sefer HaMitzvos is written in Arabic, except there is Kitzur HaMitzvot. There is one sentence summary of every mitzvah of the Rambams. That was written in Hebrew. I don't have a source for who wrote it, but Rav Herschel Schachter and Shear mentioned that he treats it as a given that the Rambam himself wrote that. And sometimes there are differences between what the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos and what's written in that one sentence summary of what the mitzvah is supposed to be. I don't know. No, I don't have a source for it.
Why should
he? As far as I know, yes.
Well, what about she wrote in Arabic because they didn't write in Hebrew by that time?
No, that's not why I know. Let's begin the third principle. We're up to Shorosh Shlishi. The second principle, the Rambam, let's summarize, it's a good idea. The Rambam begins by saying anything that's derived from the 13 principles is Medivrei Sofrim. Now, Medivrei Sofrim literally means the work of the rabbis. The rabbis in the period of the beginning of the second Beis Hamikdash, the second temple, were called Sofrim, Ezra HaSofer. Medivrei Sofrim does not have to mean it is rabbinic. Medivrei Sofrim could simply mean it is not explicit in the Torah, and so I'm not going to count it as one of the 613 mitzvot. Later on, the Rambam explicitly says it is rabbinic. So in one place he calls it Divrei Sofrim, and in another place he says Dirabanan. And then the Rambam says, I also agree that the 13 principles, the 13 laws of derivation, are halachal Moshe Misinai. I agree that they're true. I agree that you have to apply them, and everything they derive is true. It's just not Doraisa. What did the Rambam mean? Why did he say Divrei Sofrim here and Dirabanan there? So that's all the other works around here. Everyone tries to make a chont and figure out what the Rambam meant. The Ramban takes it at face value that the Rambam means that anything that's derived from the 13 laws of derivation is rabbinic. So the Ramban brought over 100 proofs from all over Shas showing Kiddushin. We all get married with a ring. So is that's derived from Gzeirah Shava? So we're all married rabbinically? We're not married biblically? The Ramban says, how can you say that? Obviously the Rambam is not going to say that. So the first point the Ramban attacked was that things that are derived from the 13 laws of derivation are biblical. And he brought about 70, 80 proofs to that effect. Then he said the Rambam says things that come from the works of the prophets are also rabbinic. There's nothing that you can say has biblical weight that comes from...
They're also
what?
You said rabbinic. The ones that the words are rabbinic.
Nevi'im are rabbinic. anything coming from Nevi'im, the Rambam says there's nothing that you get from Nevi'im that's going to be Doraisan. So the Ramban brought a slew of proofs against that, the last one being Kiyum Shtaros, the validation of documents. Yeah?
Between Ramban and Rambam, I'm being kind of confused.
So you want me to say Maimandis and Nachmandis, make it easier? We'll try. Okay?
But,
we're up.
Difference when I told when Ramban writes